We're standing outside the Family Wash, which is one of the coolest clubs in Nashville, with one Kevin Gordon, who has been this time for quite a while. And Kevin, I have to ask you, you seem to be one of those guys who gets amazing reviews. I read about you in the New York Times not long ago, rave reviews, but you're not opening for Lady Gaga. What's the disconnect?
Reality. The new record's done some good things. I actually am opening some shows for John Prine and Todd Snyder. Dates with Todd are coming up in June. So we're getting there.
The new album is outstanding, and Colfax is particularly striking. Can you talk about the story behind that song?
Sure. That was a real experience that happened to me when I was growing up in North Louisiana. When that experience happened, it would have been in the late 70s. I just had it in my head for a long time that I wanted to write about it somehow, and it took me several years. But I heard a couple of other songwriter friends of mine do kind of long narrative pieces, and I kind of went back to the table and said, okay.
Tommy Womack did come to mind.
He's one of them, yeah.
For those who have not heard the record, it involves the gentleman who led your marching band.
Yes, Lewis Minifield, African-American music teacher in a predominantly white school. In marching band, we'd go to these little towns and participate in whatever festival or parade they had during the fall, and it was just a really bizarre day, you know, to encounter the Klan in broad daylight. But being 13 years old, you know, you didn't really see it for what it was. We knew it was weird, but it took a few years, I think, for it to sink in, you know, and I started thinking about how he must have felt, and that's what eventually led to the song.
So you've had some amazing high points in your career. The Keith Richards cover has to be, you know, Deuce and a Quarter has got to be one of the highlights.
Sure.
What was that experience like, in hearing that finally in recorded form?
It's still very bizarre to put it on and hear those guys singing a song that I started at my dining room table, you know. It was frustrating before we had heard it, because it was one of those things.